Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Eirik, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, can you maybe do a video on diet in your particular diet that works the best for you? If so, could you include a mention of the carnivore diet, and whether or not that works for you as well? I imagine you've experimented with all kinds of things to see what works best for you. I mostly favor a carnivore-ish diet with some carbs to keep my electrolytes in balance. Now at 40, I feel better than I did at 30. Right now, I'm optimizing my health to establish a baseline to follow for the next 10 years or so. IIRC, I think you once mentioned staying clear of red meat in a YouTube video. And I'm not going to start a sermon extolling the virtues of red meat to you here. However, I think you may find Paul Saladino's content interesting for comparison with your existing knowledge and attitudes towards diet. I like to imagine that all ailments are curable with diet. Which is of course not always the case, unfortunately. Yeah, it'd be interesting to hear about your diet in a video request, if it's not a secret. Perhaps in relation to the ailments slash symptoms you've mentioned lately in your talks. I'd be very curious to know if any of those can be cured or contained through food. I'm probably a bit overly optimistic about a good diet fixing everything. But I've recently come to believe that diet matters a whole lot. Well, Eirik, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. My problem can't be fixed with current medicine. It's a psoriasis autoimmune condition. And no, my entire body is not covered in red skin and scales. It's just a little bit of my upper lip when I don't stick to my diet and manage stress as well as the skin around some of my nails on my fingers and toes. If I showed you my fingers, you'd say they look perfectly fine. The skin around my toenails is red though. Eirik, you also mentioned eating beef and I tried doing that by swapping out the chicken that I was eating with beef in the summer. After about 10 days of eating two small steaks a day, my skin started feeling painful and inflamed. The nutritional content of the beef was amazing, and I felt better than I did as a teenager or at any other point in my life. But you have to understand that beef is inflammatory and full of saturated fats, which you should actually try to avoid. The psoriasis led to microscopic ulcerative colitis, and now I'm starting to get psoriatic arthritis as well. I also had a slight bit of atherosclerosis, which could actually have been connected to the psoriasis. If I don't live an anti-inflammatory lifestyle and eat anti-inflammatory foods, then cancer and heart disease are next. Funny enough, we're in a world where more people than ever have a horrible diet and are obese or morbidly obese. Medication does a great job covering their symptoms. For me, my daily anti-inflammatory doxycycline pill takes my inflammation down. But most people haven't gone through the same pain that I have and wanting to end their lives. So that's why they're not ending their eating with terrible foods. But the result for many is the same. A couple of weeks ago, I heard about four fat influencers that promoted health at any size, and they all ended up passing away. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Blair SEO. He's got a YouTube channel that helps you optimize your website for Google, as well as other search engines. He's just looking for people to subscribe to his channel, even if they aren't interested in watching his content, in order to spank the YouTube algorithm and get more traffic to his channel. Support my sponsor, Blair SEO, a fellow bachelor. He makes this channel possible. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to It's Harder for Sandman to Figure Out His Diet Than Female Nature Clown World Show. I was only officially diagnosed as having psoriasis a few weeks ago by Dr. Simone in Toronto. He's the only walk-in dermatologist in the city. I got to his office at 4 a.m. and there were already 40 people there. You heard me right. 4 a.m. It's either that or people have to wait 8 to 12 months to see one of the other dermatologists because the Canadian medical system is all kind of screwed up. Even he said that I've got it under control to the point where it's not that noticeable. He gave me a topical corticosteroid, which I tried for a week, and it only made it worse. He treated me correctly, but the issue with psoriasis is that people have many triggers. What was hilarious was he offered me a chocolate on the way out that would actually trigger a flare-up. If I trigger the skin, then it typically grows at 10 to 20 times the speed of normal person's skin, until it gets thick and painful. The moisture of that cortical steroid cream also caused me problems. Besides a strict diet, I also have to get 7 to 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night, live a very stress-free lifestyle, exercise for half an hour to an hour each day, and even that isn't enough. The temperature is a problem. I'm probably going to have to move to Southern Florida in the next 2 to 3 years. I wish that I bought a place back in 2009 when the market crashed, and townhomes were only $32,000. Now they're 10 times higher at $320,000. but I'd still probably get something like that after the Bitcoin bull run. My skin grows 10 times faster, like Florida real estate, in only 15 years. It's called the Comner effect. So I'm going to have to spend the rest of my life chasing the summer and staying away from the cold, making sure I'm in environments that are always at their lowest 10 degrees Celsius or 50 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Besides psoriasis, I also have a literal allergy to the cold. My father has, along with psoriasis, and grandmother had those as well. For them, it never got as bad as it did for me because they were never under enough chronic stress. I'll spend the other half of the year in Canada around my parents, extended family, friends, and to take advantage of the medical system, even though it's rather broken. But if I stay in Canada, I spend 7 months each year indoors, which is like spending 60% of my remaining life in a prison. I'm in an environment right now that has a humidifier going full blast. And my added space heater is going full blast too, and the last few days I'm still getting somewhat cold. I also wear 2 pairs of socks and a sweater. With the cold, people are more likely to get heart attacks in the winter and strokes, with cold weather causing inflammation. I read recently that your life is 6 to 7 years shorter in colder climates. The cold weather creates an inflammatory cytokine storm in my body that makes my immune system go haywire. I pretty much had this condition since I was a kid, but in very, very tiny sections of skin that I never really noticed. I went out 3 days ago and my lips were peeling and cracking. Now they're back to normal. As for my diet, it's basically 3 meals a day. The same thing every day, now for 6 years. Each of my meals has bok choy salad with 5 tablespoons of olive oil and nothing else. The first meal has 3 boiled eggs, 10 almonds, and about 50 grams of pumpkin and sunflower seeds, which I end up putting in the remaining oil after I eat the salad. The second and third meals each have broccoli, a small piece of wild Alaskan salmon, which has tons of anti-inflammatory omega-3s. There's also boiled chicken breast too. I put about 20 grams of seeds on that salad as well, and that's it. That's all I eat every day. It sucks. Every day is like Groundhog Day. If I cheat, I actually end up paying the price. 4 or 5 days ago, I ate 2 small pieces of cheese and my eyes were inflamed and goop was coming out of them for a couple of days. The same thing happens when I eat carbohydrates. When I eat sugar, many of the problems I've had, like prostatitis that I had many years ago now, might come back. I cheated for 2 weeks when I was in Europe in October with chocolates, pizza, and other junk food. I was fine for the most part. I got back and recovered after a few weeks, but then the cold weather came, and that's messing me up more than the shoddy diet I was on. My diet is now based on polyunsaturated fats, like olive oil and fat from seeds. It's not trans fat and saturated fat from beef or pork products like bacon. Saturated fat increases your risk of heart disease too. It's great tasting and extremely nutritional, but it ups your risk for cardiovascular disease, Eirik. The reason people didn't die as much in the 1940s and before from eating steaks was because they were skinnier and also because grass-fed beef has vitamin K2 plus D3 in it. That's one of the supplements I take along with my regular D3 vitamin, as well as anti-inflammatory curcumin, zinc, magnesium, and vitamin C. As for my diet, I'll eventually create creative recipes with my limited food options, using various seasonings, and share those with everyone one day. My diet is an anti-inflammatory keto diet with extremely low levels of carbohydrates. I think it's somewhere around net 3 or 4 grams a day. 75% of my calories come from fats, 20% from proteins, and less than 5% from carbs. The only saturated fats are found in the eggs, which are inflammatory, and I'll need to look into maybe cutting those out at some point as well. Anything else that I haven't included in my diet, including dairy, wheat, corn, and other grains, as well as nightshades like tomato, are all off the menu. They all cause the same problem. I found that out by doing an elimination diet and then reintroducing them one at a time. Even berries are out. I tried eating those this past summer, and 30 blueberries each day after a week, I was having serious problems. No alcohol or smoking either. It's an extremely restrictive diet, but I'm all right now, because up to the age of 40, I ate everything I wanted and lots of it. I wasn't as obese as the ladies in the pictures in this video, but I was borderline obese, and now I have the opposite problem. I have to make sure I consume enough calories to not lose any more weight. I weigh less than I did at the start of high school. My diet has most certainly extended my life. My diet prevents the tiny patches of skin from expanding and causing even more pain. It works, but it has to work with all the other things that I mentioned as well. As for drinking fluids, I drink 2.5 liters of water each day, which I believe is about a gallon or so. I can pick between room temperature cold water, sparkling water, and that's about it. It's like going monk mode in sex. I had 15 years of sex, so I feel as though I got my fill, so to speak. I feel the exact same way with food. I ate all the junk food while younger without worrying about it. But most people can't control themselves. My mother finally ate a low-carb diet and her fingers were so badly inflamed from arthritis that her rings fell off her fingers. Inflammation causes disease and red meat is one of the main causes of that. Years ago I ate bacon every day and my skin was painful, and then I stopped and the pain went away substantially. And I didn't put 2 + 2 together. I didn't realize that it was because pork is inflammatory like beef. The average woman, if she had what I had, wouldn't actually be able to have the discipline or creativity to figure out the problem. And she would have ended it all a long time ago. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Irik for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that I won't be smashing any beer down with my non-existent steak. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that eat the carnivore diet thinking it's always good for them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.